These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Everyone has thoughts that they tend to have go around in their mind, sort of a problem that they slowly think on and turn around and examine. This pattern of repetitively going over the same thought is called rumination. It comes from the rumination that cows do while chewing their cud, to swallow and then regurgitate, chew on and swallow again. That's really what happens in your mind when you're ruminating. Usually, rumination is a kind of internal discussion where you consider predicting, preparing, more fully understanding, or altering something. A problem. And in reality, the problem may be solvable or it may not. It is often tripped off by uncertainty and doubt. One might ruminate over the past, which of course you cannot change, or the future, which of course you cannot truly predict. Which is why I'm pointing out that despite your mind going around and around trying to solve a problem, most often the problem cannot be solved. From an evolutionary perspective, rumination makes a lot of sense. The person who really contemplated future dangers and chose to behave accordingly, like staying in a cave because there might be a bear, that person survived. And those who didn't do that? Well, they got munched. But in this day and age, rumination doesn't really serve that live or die purpose. In fact, this thought pattern can simply cause a lot of misery for people who tend to ruminate a lot. Rumination thoughts can come in many different flavors. They can be catastrophic thoughts like, what if I get hurt or sick? Or doubt thoughts like, what if he doesn't like me? Or existential thoughts such as, am I wasting my life? Some people ruminate by comparing themselves, such as, did I do a better job than her? Or accuse themselves like, I'm not being a good enough mother. But whatever category of thought you might ruminate in, everyone tends to try to counter the upsetting thought with a comforting thought to make themselves feel better. The problem is, by thinking something more comforting, like, no, I actually did this great mothering thing the other day, so I'm probably a good mother, you feel relieved, and this relief is exactly what is positive reinforcement to the original upsetting rumination thought. And that reinforcement makes your brain produce more ruminations. This is how a person gets into a cycle of rumination, comfort, more rumination, more comfort. The only way to decrease rumination thoughts is to actually stop the positive reinforcement of comforting thoughts, and thereby, over time, with no reinforcement, the ruminating thoughts dissipate and eventually cease. This is called extinction. It's difficult because it means tolerating the upsetting thought without reassuring, explaining, or mitigating the thought. One has to allow the thought to be there, but not react to it and not wrestle with it. It seems very counterintuitive. But once you realize that the other thoughts you're having in reaction to the upsetting thought, thoughts that temporarily make you feel better, actually, in the long run, are making you feel worse, it becomes easier to work on just letting distressing ruminations be. With this information at hand, let's get to our listener question today and see, how can I help? How Can I Help with Dr. Gail Saltz will be back after this short break. Dear Dr. Saltz, I feel so upset about climate change. Every time I read or watch the news and I see anything that can be ascribed to climate change, forest fires, storms, heat waves, I find myself having an entire day or evening or even a week of thinking about climate change and the dire circumstances. And then having a lot of thoughts like, what's the point of anything in life? I mean, if we can't stop climate change and we're all going to be doomed in the future, it makes it hard for me to be happy and be involved in my life because I'm so disturbed by these thoughts. Is this normal? What is going on with me? And what can I do? Certainly, many people are distressed about climate change. It is a problem. It is a real concern. Being concerned about climate change is normal. You, however, are describing a situation where your thoughts are so frequent and pervasive and disturbing that you are unable to be happy at all, that they push you to feel that there is no point in the future, which is an existential crisis of sorts, because you feel doomed or life seems pointless with this problem looming. The degree to which this flood of thought is easily triggered by any content, the way that you describe it sticking for you, looping around, and staying pervasively, has the qualities that speak to rumination. You aren't really doing any problem solving. You're not actually coming up with some way you plan to deal with your concern, like a plan to recycle or volunteering to work on the issue, but rather you are thinking a lot around and around. This is also not an illness, but it is a thought pattern that is making you miserable. And over time, a miserable thought pattern can take a toll, causing you later to feel depressed or anxious. The other marker that this is rumination is that these thoughts do have an anxiety component to them. You feel fearful of this danger, and the anxiety often drives the thinker to try to comfort themselves with other thoughts. Do you find once triggered, you are also having thoughts like, well, someone will come up with solutions because people are working on it, or maybe it's not as bad as they say, or I won't be around anymore when things get really bad. These are comforting thoughts that can make you feel relief in the moment when you're struggling with the upsetting thoughts. This often happens so quickly that frequently you don't even realize you have the comforting thought in reaction to the disturbing one. By trying to slow your thinking down and spotting these comfort thoughts, which is really any thought that in the least reassures you or makes you feel less anxious, and then trying to steer clear of that, you can begin to decrease your negative thoughts over time. So step one is to accept feeling uncomfortable rather than fighting it. When you have the upset thought about climate change, say to yourself, it is just a thought, and it is okay that I feel upset or bad right now. Using self-talk phrases in your head, such as, let it be, so what, or okay, there's the thought, next, can help you to stay with the thought while not further examining it nor reassuring yourself. Another helpful technique is to try thinking your worst thought. You can block having comforting thoughts by telling yourself you will think your specifically worst thought right now, something even worse than the current bad thought you had, such as, probably climate change will end a lot of life by 2070, or some such overly disastrous thought. And then follow that with, it is understandable to feel worse now because I'm thinking my worst thought. And that is good because in the long term, it will help me. While you do this, it's helpful to label your thoughts as just thoughts. It doesn't matter if they are true or false. They are just thoughts. Thoughts are not actions. They're not behaviors. And they're not predictors of the future. By labeling thoughts as only thoughts, it helps to diffuse their impact on you. In the very short run, you will not feel better because you will have the thoughts and you will not be comforting yourself. But the comforting is what is making you have many more upsetting thoughts. Over time, by taking this approach and stopping the reinforcement, the negative thoughts will dissipate. They will slowly lessen because nothing is reinforcing them, and then they will be less sticky in your mind. Over time, this technique really helps. Thoughts about climate change will not entirely disappear, but they will be much less frequent, less intense, and you will feel less engaged with them. In other words, they are more likely to float in and float back out, which is what many people have about whatever thought might be upsetting to them. I also might suggest that you cut back on the reading of headlines for a while. I'm not suggesting being totally uninformed, but a check-in with the news once a day in the morning is sufficient, and decreasing your triggering will help you to work on getting a better handle on it by using these techniques. If you're not constantly triggered, it's just easier to do. Social media feeds you the information you are looking for. So, given you're clearly looking for climate change, you're likely getting above the average amounts of news on this topic. And this is providing a frequent trigger. I hope that was helpful. This listener was bothered by rumination in the area of climate change, but rumination actually doesn't care about the topic or the content. In fact, when it comes to rumination, content is irrelevant. Once this listener has worked to decrease their rumination about climate change, it is very possible that they will start ruminating about a different subject matter, because ruminators can easily move from one topic to another. But the key is to spot developing rumination early and employ this same method of extinction. Because the earlier you work to extinguish rumination, the easier it is to do this. And for all of you listening, you really can insert any content of thought into this question and use the same technique. Rumination is about the process of thinking and thoughts. What content thoughts are not important. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.